She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Greetings, salutations. Welcome to July. I've already just hit my hand. Wow, we're off to a running start, aren't we? First and foremost, hello, hi, welcome. It is July 2nd, and this is your first official coffin catch-up of the month. So let's jump right into it because I'm still like having like birthday brain. So I'm... Not all here. I'm running a bit behind. I have managed to get pretty much everything done, which is amazing. Excuse me. I just drank a bunch of water. What was I about to say? Y'all, please bear with me because I am not nearly as caffeinated as I need to be, but we're just going to roll with it because I have a lot to get done today. So, thank you all so much for making June amazing. I hope you liked all the content. Going forward, that's how things are going to be from now on. I am changing a few things around. Nothing crazy. If all goes well, I'm thinking by September, I'm going to be adding a merch tier. It's nothing crazy. It's just going to be stickers. I came up with this really funny line the other day that I feel is synonymous with me. So I'm going to put it on some stickers, but that's going to be a little ways out because I'd like to get somebody to do a font and possibly some art for it. But just so you know, that's in the works. For August, I'm going to be adding, one more tier. We don't need to talk about it like entirely right now. It's probably not going to even affect you. I honestly might even do it in September, but just know that it's coming. I am going to also be adding, another audio. So this is going to be a one more exclusive. I'm kind of have gotten into a groove of how to space things out. And so I'm going to be offering that for, for $5 and up. So it's just an extra incentive. It's an extra thank you. And it adds one more thing on. Also, I'm probably going to start making the improv audios just a little bit longer. Why not? Anyway, all you need to know is that content is just going to keep getting longer, which, I mean, do we really have an issue with that? Probably not. I spend the most amount of time here. I've gotten into a good groove on how to space out this day I need to record this day I need to do that. I've also gotten into a good groove of like how to schedule post for other things. I can get this much amount of work done in 1 week. Like, it's what I'm saying is I've hit a stride and I'm happy about it. So I'm comfortable to expand upon my content. You're not losing anything. I know a lot of people like think that these messages are going to be like, oh no, they're scaling back. I'm scaling forward because I'm getting to a place where I don't really have to supplement things or, you know, really, really spend a ton of time on Reddit. Posting once a week there is perfect for me now. I don't need to post more than that, so I can spend a lot more time doing stuff here. Okay, having said that, you just know that you're going to get a lot more stuff. Just bear with me. If you see things change, if you see something, a benefit add to your thing, just know that I will cover it once I add it. But nothing is changing except for the better. You're going to get more stuff. Hallelujah. Okay. Also, let's talk about, I already made a post about it. I am going on vacation next month. I will be gone the 10th through the 24th. So I've scheduled this so that I'm back before the end of the month. So if there's anything that I haven't done, I will be able to get it done in the few days before September starts. This is normally just going to be like end of the month stuff. Don't need to worry about it. What I am going to do, things will be scaled back, okay? I'm not going to do polls for August. I'm just going to make some audios for you and post them. I will have them scheduled to post, or I will have them edited and ready to go and in the drafts, and I will post them from my mom's house. I'm going back home to finally visit my mom, by the way. Thank fucking God. It's going to be exciting. I also am meeting up with a friend to shoot some content for my other platforms that I'm on. So that's going to be fun. I'm so excited. So, yeah. Having said that, if you have any suggestions or ideas you want to float my way for an improv, please do. I have some in my... what do you call it, a form, but they have some of the no-no tags that are not enjoyed here. So I will have to use those for something else. But if you have an idea you'd like to float my way that is kosher for Patreon, please do let me know. At this time, I'm trying to get some ideas together, but I'll probably do that later in the month because right now I'm focusing on the content for July. Having said that, you have polls up right now. Please vote in them. Give me your input so that I can know what you want. You know, I like to make things that you want. So please vote in those. So yes, I will be on vacation in August. This does not mean that I will be completely gone. I have most of my life on social media, so I'm still going to be posting and things like that. I'm just not going to be hanging out constantly. I'm not going to be posting all the time. I'm going to have a few things scheduled for you. They'll go out. So my apologies if you're bummed out that you don't get to vote in polls for August, but let me put it to you this way. I'm still going to give you the same amount of content. It might be a little bit more spaced out because I'll be on vacation, but I haven't seen my mom since December, right before the new year of 2019. And I miss her a lot. And I haven't been on a real vacation. I've taken vacations, like mini vacations, like at home, obviously, from like, I took last October, I took a 2-week vacation from Reddit and everything else and just kind of chilled and wrote. And that sounded like it was wrong, but it's not. I wrote and like watched fucking Bly Manor and just chilled, which was really difficult for me because I am a workaholic, I admit it, but I haven't like traveled or got to see my family, so I'm not going to be around a ton, but I will still have things scheduled for you because I have prior commitments and this is important to me. So I will have my laptop with me, but my main point is I will not have my microphone with me. I'm not going to take my fucking microphone with me. It's not happening. This isn't like the last time I went to go visit my mom and I recorded everything on my cell phone and I would just sit in my stepdad's closet where he keeps his like collectible guns and recording. That's not happening this time. The microphone stays at home. So you'll have scheduled posts. I will also have probably one scheduled post for Reddit and I'll just skip a week, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm trying to say is I appreciate you understanding if things are not like normally I do like spooky stuff, improv. I'm like, you know, I space it out, but it's kind of the same schedule every month, different days. It's going to be a little bit more sporadic. And the audios will most likely be longer to supplement that I'm going to be gone. Or, you know, we'll see. I'm like trying to get my head around it because honestly, I'm excited to go, but I'm also like, holy shit, because I haven't traveled in so long and I'm not used to not being able to work, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be totally okay. So if I sound a little jumbled, it's just because my anxiety is like, but you won't be able to record. What if you miss something? I'm sure I'll live. I'm really excited though. I'm really excited. And then like I said, I will be back before the month ends and I will flood you with stuff that I'm sure that I will have planned in advance and I'll just have to like edit it or whatever when I get back. I hope you're enjoying Beastly because I sure the fuck am. And I got a copy of the next one to like a draft to read and y'all, LSI is literally a genius. Don't you love him? I love him. So If you are enjoying that, please make sure you check out LSI. He is on Literotica. He doesn't just write scripts. He writes actual stories, if you didn't know that. And his stories are amazing. Literotica, obviously GWA, somebody else that narrates stuff. Boots narrates a series by him that you should absolutely check out. It's the Mother Son Book Club. It is on Reddit. Definitely check it out. So good. But yes, Beastly. So that will be chapter 3 that will be coming this month. Depending on when I'm able to edit it, will depend on when I post it. And then August Beastly will come out at the very end of the month because, like I said, I'll be on vacation. But I hope you guys are enjoying it. This is the first time I've ever done like a full series on Patreon first before it goes to Reddit. But with the timing, I'm like, it's going to be in October. Also, gauging how Reddit works with series like that, because there's so many parts of it, I think that for this, it's better that I just post it in one big post. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do that in October. So I hope you've enjoyed getting it first, because that's kind of fun. I would fucking love to do that with some things. So yeah. Okay, let me breathe. Per usual, pre-Reddit stuff. I have a few things that I'm working on. I have some, oh my God, I hit my pop filter again. Sorry. I have some things that I started working on last month that I will be posting probably in the next week. There's one thing that I have no fucking clue if the writer is still around. He allowed me to post it before, I think it's a he, I'll just say they, because I don't know for sure, because, you know, you never know. I don't know them personally. They had allowed me to post it on here a long time ago, and then I've done stuff by them since that. I had to pull it off of here for reasons. But they never responded to, like, Scriptville, so I don't know if they've just kind of, like, left their stuff up and kind of fucked off or what. So I've reached out and just said, hey, I re-recorded this. Is it okay if I repost it? So if so, I will let you guys have it. In another capacity. This probably hasn't made a lot of sense. I was up late last night writing some stuff and organizing. Oh, that's a good idea to point out now. I was organizing my script and my points that I'm going to be making in my seance tonight. If you have time, I am streaming on Twitch. It's a Just Chatting, my own version of Just Chatting, called Snaky Seance, in which I'm going to be talking about Waverly Hills Sanatorium, which, it's my white whale of haunted places. I'm so excited. Anyway, I was making myself like a script for it, like a real proper YouTuber. Like, here's when it was built. Here's all the things that have happened, because Lord knows I don't know like every minute detail, and I don't need somebody coming for me in my stream. You know how people are. Anyway, I'm going to let you go because I have to get my audio up on Reddit because I'm slacking today. So I hope you all have a fabulous Friday. Oh boy. I'm gonna pull myself together. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you again for being here and supporting me. I appreciate the fuck out of every single one of you. I have so many ideas and plans coming up. I've just got to put them in motion, and I have started doing that, and I will have more details for you soon. But thank you for being along for the chaotic the chaotic ride, which is me. Bye.